Speaker 1.
What do I think of British people moving over? It's a great idea. They have a great sense of humour. The only advice I have is come with loads of money, because New Zealand is really expensive. The one word I would use to describe New Zealand is easy. Everything is so straightforward here. It's also stunningly beautiful, with great schools, great healthcare, good weather, and great food. The negatives are that housing is ridiculously expensive in Auckland. We have dreadful traffic and an expensive and pretty hopeless public transport system.
Speaker 2.
Oh, welcome, Brits. The more the merrier. New Zealand is a wonderful place, but it does need more people here, from the UK or anywhere else. Be prepared for things to cost a fair bit more than in the UK, especially travel and beer. The short hop to Australia is nearly a 4-hour flight too, and there isn't the choice of going via EasyJet or Ryanair to keep the cost down. Beer in the city, I live in Wellington, is $10 a glass, which is about £5.50, which is often annoyingly called a pint, yet is more likely to be 350 to 425 millilitres. Similarly, at the local nationwide chain supermarket nearby, I recently paid $28 per kilo, which equals £16 per kilo for green beans and $6.50, that is £3.60 for a cucumber. The weather, house prices, salaries and traffic vary massively up and down New Zealand, so your experience will depend on where you choose to live.
Speaker 3.
It's great for Brits to come over here, as it will be pretty easy for them to feel immediately at home. For the locals, the society is not perfect. Poverty and hungry kids are a problem. The rate of immigration is causing some trouble, such as crazy housing prices and pressure on jobs and services. And it's not inconceivable that immigrants will be blamed, as they have been in the UK. Make sure you understand what the job market is like before you move. Even Auckland, the biggest city, is relatively small, and the jobs that are in demand here are quite different from the UK. There simply aren't a large number of well-paid office jobs, because the local market is so small, and the country is very focused on the export of commodities rather than the local consumer.
Speaker 4.
If you want to enjoy nature, sports, or simply a slower pace of life than the UK, then this is definitely the place for you. People here in New Zealand get up early, go to work at around 8 a.m, and leave work early compared to the UK. This makes it a really good place to have a more family-focused life, as they tend to be heading home from work at 4 to 5 p.m. The worst thing by far is, of course, the isolation from friends and family. New Zealand really is as far away as you can possibly get. I've heard of people starting a family and having to move back home because they needed to be closer to their support network.
Speaker 5.
I am British. I moved to New Zealand in 2008. I rather wish I had moved here earlier. People are welcoming, both at the national level and on a personal level. You go into a shop and people chat. If you're thinking of moving to New Zealand, do it for positive reasons. Forget what bugs you about Britain. Consider New Zealand if you want to add adventure to your life. If you get thrilled by stunning vistas, like an outdoor life, enjoy people and activities and want to develop as a person. New Zealand, like Britain, has a very mixed culture. I run a tennis group and get people from 20 different countries coming along. Auckland, for example, has a bigger mix of nationalities than most UK cities.